第三部《疯狂卖弄篇》第一节，参加观光团的自我介绍，展现自我风采，广交天下朋友。
Good morning, everyone. My name is Stone Lee, and I am from Hong Kong. I am now working for an international trading company, which sent me here to America to get further training. My hobbies are playing golf and reading books and magazines, especially those dealing with business and economics, which help me a lot in my work. I found that we have a tight schedule, so that means there will be a lot of opportunities to learn many things and see many places. I hope we can all exchange experiences and new ideas with each other.
第二节，笑话与幽默，茶余饭后的卖弄。
Too much. A Russian, a Cuban, an American businessman, and an American lawyer were on a train traveling across Europe. The Russian took out a large bottle of vodka, poured each of his companions a drink, and then hurled the semi-full bottle out of the window. Why did you do that? Asked the American businessman. Vodka is plentiful in my country, said the Russian. In fact, we have more than we will ever use. A little later, the Cuban passed around fine Havana cigars. He took a couple of puffs of his and then tossed it out of the window. I thought the Cuban economy was suffering, the businessman said. Yet you threw that perfectly good cigar away. Cigars, the Cuban replied, are a dime a dozen in Cuba. We have more of them than we know what to do with. The American businessman sat in silence for a moment. Then he got up, grabbed the lawyer, and threw him out of the window.
第三节，用英语讲中国成语故事，向老外炫耀中国语言文化的博大与精深。成语故事之一，对牛弹琴。
Number one.Playing the lute to a cow. In ancient times, there was a man who played the zither very well. Once he played a tune in front of a cow, hoping that the cow would appreciate it. The tune was melodious, but the cow showed no reaction and just kept on eating grass. The man sighed and went away. This idiom is used to indicate reasoning with stubborn people.Or talking to the wrong audience.
成语故事之二，刻舟求剑。
Number two, notching the boat to find the sword. In the Warring States period, a man in the state of Chu had a sword which he cherished very much. One day, when he was crossing a river in a boat, the sword suddenly fell into the water.The man then made a mark on the side of the boat at the spot where the sword had fallen overboard. When the boat reached the shore, he jumped from the spot he marked into the water to look for his sword. This idiom satirizes those who stick to rigid rules instead of taking changed circumstances into account.
成语故事之三，杞人忧天。
Number three.The man of Qi who worried that the sky would fall. In the spring and autumn period, in the state of Qi, there was a man who always let his imagination run away with him. One day, he even worried that the sky would fall on his head. He was so worried that he could neither eat nor sleep. Later, someone persuaded him that his fears were groundless.This idiom satirizes those who worry unnecessarily.
成语故事之四，谈虎色变。
Number four, turn pale at the mention of a tiger. Once upon a time, a man was telling stories about how tigers can injure people. Among the listeners, there was a farmer who had once been attacked by a tiger and almost lost his life.He was so scared that his face turned pale. This idiom means looking nervous and fearful when something awful is mentioned.
第四节，副词大战，准确表达个人的意愿和感情。
Number one, absolutely.
He is absolutely wrong. Of course, it's absolutely impossible.
Shanghai is the best city in China.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Number two, actually.
I don't care much for sweets, actually. He's actually very smart. He just doesn't study.
Number three, awfully.
It is awfully cold this winter. She's awfully clever.
How's your English coming?
Actually, I find it awfully difficult.
Number four, completely.
I completely believe her. He completely denied it.
Did you pick up the milk?
I'm sorry, I completely forgot.
Number five, definitely.
The team will definitely lose if he doesn't play. I can't tell you definitely when I will come.
Is he coming?
Definitely.
Number six, entirely.
He has traveled entirely around the world. He did it entirely for your benefit.
Where do you want to go for dinner?
It's entirely up to you.
Number seven, especially.
We want to invite a number of friends, especially John and Peter. She is especially interested in painting.
Number eight, exactly.
Tell me exactly what happened. This is exactly what I wanted to buy.
Do you mean I shouldn't give up my job until I find a better one?
That's exactly what I mean.
Number nine, extremely.
I enjoyed the movie extremely. It's extremely good of you to do this for me.
Is it cold in Inner Mongolia in December?
Yeah, it's extremely cold.
Number 10, frankly.
He frankly admitted his error. Frankly, I don't care at all. John, which dress should I wear tonight?
Frankly, I don't give a damn. Number 11, generally.
The plan has been generally accepted. He generally keeps silent at a meeting.
Number 12, hardly.
He could hardly wait to hear the news. We had hardly started when it began to rain.
Number 13, particularly.
It is particularly hot today. He isn't particularly clever, but he is industrious.
Number 14, personally.
Personally speaking, I'm in favor of the scheme. Personally, I think he is dishonest, but many people trust him.
That was an awful movie.
Really? Personally, I loved it.
Number 15, presently.
Presently, she is writing a book. This is the best method presently known.
So where are you living?
Presently, I'm living in New York, but in a couple of weeks, I'm moving to Beijing.
Number 16, probably.
It will probably rain. He will probably refuse the offer.
Number 17, really.
You are really something. I really don't know what you're talking about.
You look great in your new dress.
Really? Thank you for saying so.
Number 18, sincerely.
I sincerely hope you'll come with us. I can't believe him even when he speaks very sincerely.
You killed my cat!
I know, and I'm sincerely sorry.
Number 19, undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly, crazy English helps China's English learners a lot. Undoubtedly, Lu Xun is one of the greatest writers in China.
Number 20, unfortunately.
I was unfortunately delayed. Unfortunately, the show was one of the dullest we have ever seen.
第四部，疯狂实战篇。第一节，请您来当播音员。超级模仿秀大赛。
Delegates at the United Nations Climate Conference are attempting to write the rule book for the stalled Kyoto Protocol. Environmental ministers as well as representatives of 178 countries are meeting in Bonn, Germany. Kyoto requires industrial countries to reduce emissions of gases blamed for the gradual warming of the earth. But disputes remain over how to accomplish that. Washington's decision to renounce the protocol has threatened to derail it. But the chairman of the conference says he thinks a compromise can be reached.
When I came to Bonn, I was a bit pessimistic, given many political statements which were made during the last couple of weeks that perhaps it would not be possible to reach agreements. However, on the basis of the atmosphere which is shown during these official negotiations during these 3 days, and on the basis of my political talks with individual delegations, I have the impression that it is possible to reach a result.
About 30 countries have ratified the Kyoto Pact so far. At least 55 must back the accord for it to be implemented.
第二节，广告配音员的梦想，梦幻之声撼动心灵，经典广告之一。
HIV is transmitted through sexual and blood contact and from mother to baby. If you ever practice sharing needle habits with others or have unprotected sex, you're at risk of getting HIV infection. Stop sharing needles with others. Use condoms properly for safer sex.
经典广告之二。
No matter what size your business is, if you have something to sell or if there's something you want to buy, now you can find the leads your business needs and seal a deal on the internet. Just meet me at Alibaba.com where all businesses are equal.
第三节，成功翻译必备，中英文双语自由转换，国际化人才的必经之路。
Number one, I never heard a tale so sad, so tender, and so true. Number two, I am a regular reader of this column. Number three, I am good and hungry. Number four, I cannot but admire his courage. Number five, she must have everything her own way. Number six,That it should have come to this. Number seven, he failed to do his duty. Number eight, he is anything but a poet. Number nine, not a word did he say. Number ten, mighty is the man who conquers himself. Number 11, so friendly was his letter that she was deeply moved and began to cry.Number 12. Once you start it, you must finish it.
第四节，善于制造气氛的主持人，让你成为万众瞩目的焦点。
Offering an award. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are gathered this evening in order to recognize some of our employees for their outstanding performance in the past year. After close consideration and performance evaluation, the selection committee has come to the following decision. The three recipients of the Outstanding Performance Award are Mr. Tiger Wu, Ms. Sally Wong, and Mr. Stone Lee.Needless to say, this year's recipients deserve special recognition for their dedication and accomplishments. Also, I would like to say that every one of you who wasn't selected this year has a good chance of winning this honor next year. I wish you all the best of luck.
第五节，成功演讲家必备， 脱口而出欢迎词。经典欢迎词一，
Greeting newcomers. I am Jim Smith, CEO of this company. First, I would like to extend a sincere welcome to all of you. As you know, our company is one of the leaders in its industry and has a long tradition. I think you must be proud of being part of such a great company. But we cannot afford to rely on tradition alone. We need new blood like you to bring us new ideas, new knowledge, and new insights. I would like to welcome you once again, and from today, let us begin to work together.
Receiving foreign guests. We are proud and honored to have such a distinguished group of guests come all the way from the United States to visit our company. Our staff and employees will do their best to make your visit comfortable and worthwhile. Today, they will introduce you to our newly built plant and research center. Please do not hesitate to ask any questions you may have. I want to extend my warmest welcome to you all, and sincerely hope that your visit here will be worthwhile and meaningful.
察言观色，明争暗斗，寸土必争的谈判技巧。
Buy and sell.
Even with volume sales, our product costs for the heating pad won't go down much.
Okay, what do you want to propose?
We could take a cut on the price, but 20% would slash our profit margin. We suggest a compromise, 5%.
That's a big change from 20%. 5% is beyond my negotiating limit. Any other ideas?
Yeah. Let's suggest a few numbers and see if we can reach some middle ground.
Sounds good. We propose a structured deal. For the first 6 months, we get a discount of 15%. And the next 6 months, we get 10%.
James, we can't swing those numbers. My boss will turn it down flat.
Then you'll have to think of something better, Stone.
第七节，脱口而出求职信，祝你在芸芸众生之中脱颖而出。
Self-recommendation.
Dear Mr. Anderson, replying to your advertisement in the recent issue of Career Post, I think you might be interested in my application for the position of secretary. As a senior at Zhongshan University, I will graduate this coming July with a degree in international business. During my 4 years as a business major, I have acquainted myself with the knowledge and practices in business transactions, especially in international trade. I am convinced that my education, combined with my abilities, will benefit your company greatly. My high level of proficiency in English and Japanese would provide me with a spectacular advantage as your secretary. I have obtained invaluable experience as an assistant in a trading firm during the Textiles Expo and as an interpreter for a foreign visiting group. My abilities in literature and computer science will prove to be a plus for the position. You may be interested in my professional thesis on management strategy for a multinational corporation like yours. I am convinced that the qualities of cooperation, diligence, and optimism would make me an indispensable secretary. If you could kindly give me the privilege of an interview, I would gratefully prove my competence to you. Yours faithfully, Eileen.
第八节，国际导游必备，指引人们发现美丽，享受美丽。
Guilin, situated in the northeastern corner of the Guangxi-Zhang Autonomous Region, the city of Guilin is famous all over the world for its green hills, clear waters, fantastic caves, and spectacular rocks. It is one of China's best-known tourist scenic cities, claiming to have the finest mountains and rivers under heaven. Thousands of pinnacles stand towering around. A river winds its way about the city. This is a vivid description of Guilin scenery. The hills and pinnacles in Guilin, gifted by nature, rise sharply from the ground in many different shapes. Diezai Hill, Fubo Hill, Dushou Peak, Nanshi Hill, Crescent Hill, and Putuo Hill are the biggest attractions for tourists when they make a tour of the city. The Li River is limpid with crystal water. A boat trip on the river from Guilin to Yangshuo covers a distance of 83 kilometers. This section of the river makes a unique traditional Chinese painting with its clear water and clusters of pinnacles. Elephant Hill, Chuanshuan Hill, Pagoda Hill, Qifengzhen Peak Forest, Crown Cave, Painted Cliff, Xingping Town, and Green Lotus Peak are the extraordinary scenic spots along the river. Picturesque caves can be found all over the Guilin Hills. Reed Flute Cave, Seven Star Cave, and Chuanshuan Cave are honored as palaces of nature's art. They are like magnificent buildings in heaven, with 1,001 fabulous scenes. Stalactites and stalagmites in the caves present colorful pictures. Visiting these caves is like touring a pearl exhibition or a jade palace.
第五部，疯狂挑战篇。第一节，地道美语，让美国人误认为你是老乡。
Cat Proverbs and Sayings. Number 1. Curiosity killed the cat.
My son is always going places he shouldn't and getting in trouble.
You know what they say.Curiosity killed the cat. Number 2. Has the cat got your tongue?
I don't know what to say.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Number 3. It rains cats and dogs.
Do you think I need my umbrella?
You sure do. It's raining cats and dogs. Number 4. Let the cat out of the bag.
Of course I knew you were planning a surprise party for me.
Really? Who let the cat out of the bag? Number 5. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Do you think he'll throw a party while his parents are out of town?
Most likely. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Dog Proverbs and Sayings. Number 1. A dog's life.
My boss never lets me stop for even a minute.
It's a dog's life. Number 2. Every dog has his day.
I'm so unlucky.
Don't worry. Every dog has his day. Number 3. He is a lucky dog.
Did you hear he won the lottery?
He sure is a lucky dog. Number 4.It is better to let sleeping dogs lie.
I'm so angry at him.
Don't say anything to him. It's better to let sleeping dogs lie. Number 5. You can't teach old dogs new tricks.
Dad, let me show you another way to do that.
Don't bother. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
第二节，高级口译自测。江泽民主席在亚太经合组织领导人非正式会议上的讲话节选。
Strengthen cooperation and meet new challenges together in the new century. Dear colleagues, I am very pleased to be with you all in Shanghai in this golden season of autumn to discuss economic cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region. On behalf of the Chinese government and people, and in my own name, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you. We, the APEC economic leaders, have a historic mission to fulfill. We must adopt a forward-looking approach and formulate, through discussion, a common development strategy that is responsive to the development requirements of the new century in the interest of promoting growth and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific. At the first APEC Economic Leaders meeting in 1993, I said that what kind of world was going to be brought into the 21st century was a crucial issue that we leaders of this generation must carefully think about and address. Today, at the beginning of the 21st century, we have found the world situation and that of the Asia-Pacific both encouraging and worrying. All in all, there are both challenges and opportunities ahead. We should work together, take action, seize opportunities, and rise to the challenges so as to promote greater economic growth of our region in the new century. This is a major responsibility for us, the leaders of the region. To strengthen cooperation so that all APEC member economies may benefit from economic globalization and scientific and technological progress should be an objective for APEC to strive for. How to take concrete and effective measures to bolster confidence and realize recovery and growth is a pressing issue for this meeting to address.
第六部，疯狂奉献篇。第一节，教你一招，如何在面试中脱颖而出。
Why don't you like your present job?
Why don't you like your present job?
Oh no, I like it.
Then why do you want to leave?
I decided to leave just because I want a more challenging opportunity. What is your greatest achievement?
What's the greatest achievement you have made?
As one of the main members, I participated in the structural design of the Pearl River Bridge.
Oh, that's indeed very well known.
Yes, I was one of 6 young architects that spent half a year working on it. What are your weak points, faults, weaknesses?
What are your weak points?
I'm a poor talker and always work more than I speak, so I've been learning how to speak in public.
Obviously, you've made rapid progress. You made a very good showing today.
Thank you very much. Are you qualified for this job?
Are you qualified for this job?
Yes, I think I am.
Why?
My educational background and work experience make me the right one for this position.
Oh, you are very self-confident. Could you give me some details?
Of course. First, I majored in English in university. Moreover, I have been working as an interpreter in English in the ABC company for 5 years.
Pretty good. Then you must be quite proficient in spoken English.
Yeah. Many foreigners say my oral English is fairly good, and I also can take dictation in English and translate it rapidly into Chinese. How long do you plan to stay with our company?
How long do you plan to stay here?
To speak frankly, it doesn't depend on me.
How so?
I really want to obtain a permanent job. I won't leave as long as I have the opportunity to apply my knowledge, and I get along well with my superiors and colleagues.
第二节，十句与时间相关的谚语。真是光阴，时光飞逝，唯有实力永存。
English proverbs concerning time. Number one, time is money. Number two, time flies. Number three, time and tide wait for no man. Number four, time cannot be won again. Number five, time will tell. Number six, time reveals all things. Number seven, time tries all. Number eight, never put off till tomorrow what may be done today. Number 9. Tomorrow never comes. Number 10. Time works wonders.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。